All right, Adam, thank you for joining us here today. We are going to be talking about some issues that we feel like relate to Miltonians, and it's going to be a bit of a fun conversation we have here. I don't mean to jump right into it, but the first question we have here is what are some of the ways locally that your party, the Liberal Party, is going to reduce carbon emissions? I know the carbon tax is a big thing, but what do you think is going to be added to that topic?
Thanks, Cameron. It's nice to be here. Always good to visit the local radio station. There's lots of local ways that the Liberal Party has already had a really good impact in the last 4 years, including the price on pollution, as you mentioned. A couple months ago, I visited a local large business, Rockwool. They made some changes to the way they do business in the manufacturing of their insulation. Part of that is through capturing rain because they use quite a lot of water in their process. They also replaced all the lights. And these changes and these updates are all subsidized, and those changes are making a huge impact on local businesses, not just from an affordability perspective, but also they're having a huge impact on the bottom line and on their carbon emissions. There's a home retrofit program. There's incentives to build and to build green homes and net zero homes, and there's a lot of ways that people can make changes. There's also subsidies for green vehicles like electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids. And we're having a it's like talking about a $70 billion program going forward for the next 2 decades. We're investing in public transit. We're investing in green and renewable energies. We're also cutting the income tax in half for companies that want to be green and renewable. So there's a multitude of ways that we're having an impact. We're also protecting a lot of land. And Milton is situated right on the green belt. So protecting land is a really important way. We're also planting 2 billion trees. And well, Milton will get its fair share of trees. So the list goes on. The Liberal platform, as it pertains to the environment and climate change, is very robust and one that we're extremely proud of.
Now, you mentioned the green belt there, and rural Milton is a bit of a different place compared to just, your normal downtown Milton that I feel like everybody attribute to Milton. And it's one of those things where they have two different mindsets. How is your party going to ensure that there is some balance between, the growing residential Milton that we tend to see with the, all of these suburbs coming up, and protecting rural Milton where you have, Campbellville and Neshkoghwa and all those areas?
As you said, Milton is semi-rural. It's a large riding with a lot of diversity in every single way you can think of. I often think of Milton as maybe the riding that is the closest microcosm for the entire country. We really have got a little bit of everything here in Milton. And that's what I've learned by knocking on doors for the past 10 months. I've knocked on a lot of doors here in Milton, listened to a lot of issues, and I've knocked on doors in urban Milton and in rural Milton as well. Knocking on doors in urban Milton is a good way to meet a lot of people in a short period of time. But some of the conversations that I've had on rural doorsteps, like a half-mile drive down a laneway in order to get to, some of those conversations have been some of the most perspective-building as well. We are a party that listens to everybody. That's one of the reasons I've been knocking on doors for 10 months, is because that feedback is really, really important to our platform. We've had an opportunity to incorporate a lot of that feedback into our platform. And just recently, I sat down with the Halton Agricultural Group that came into the office, and they expressed a lot of their needs and concerns to us. And we are the party that is willing to listen, always interested in that feedback and perspective from people. Just recently on the agricultural side, we made a $30 million investment into agriculture, and we're going to always, recognize that farmers feed cities. I'm a regular at the farmers market on Saturdays, and I love chatting with farmers about their products and the seasons and what's going on. My dad's family immigrated from Holland and got right into farming and just outside of Chatham. So I used to always go to the farm on weekends in the summer and pick apples, sweet corn, and tomatoes. So I love our farming community here in Halton, and working closely with them is definitely going to be a priority for me.
Now, I know we've had plenty of conversations about housing. It's one of those things that tends to be on the top of mind when it comes to Miltonians. And you've talked about your upbringing and how you are so for affordable housing. How is the Liberal Party going to increase the housing supply within Milton that addresses, the increase in prices while also fitting in with the town of Milton's growth plan? Because it's quite a growth plan they have.
Milton is growing really, really fast, as you mentioned. So we've got a couple of strategies going forward. First of all, we've got the federal housing strategy. The aim of that is to make sure that safe, affordable, and secure housing is available for everybody. As you mentioned, I grew up in community housing, and I'm proud to speak for co-ops. I think co-op housing has a role to play and is part of that constellation of factors that is going to provide safe and affordable housing for families across the country. Now, here in Milton, we've also got a lot of single-family homes, and ownership is something that people talk about regularly. So, thankfully, we've got something called the First-Time Homebuyers Incentive Plan. That is has been extended through the GTA in a couple of communities, Victoria, Vancouver, and Toronto specifically, and thankfully the Toronto inclusion includes Milton. So what that means is that the housing price that it goes up to is over $770,000, and you can access a 10% loan from CMHC, and you can also access some of your RRSP, and there's some other incentives to make home ownership more of a reality for first-time home buyers, which is great. There's also some other measures on the mortgage side to make sure that the stress test is more realistic. In 2008, 2009, Canada, as a result of an American housing bubble burst, experienced a recession, and it was a result of people taking on too much debt. We know that people taking on too much debt, household debt, is really a serious issue here in Canada. So the Liberal Party is taking some measures to make sure that we live within our means with respect to how much housing debt we take on. So really, two factors: our federal housing strategy, including co-ops in that constellation. And certainly on the first-time homebuyers incentive plan, we've got a lot of measures to make sure that people have a safe and affordable place to live.
Now, the town of Milton has always had this focus, at least since the new term began earlier this year, and that is making sure that people can live where they work. Now, Milton's always been known as a commuter town. People live in Milton just to drive, 100 kilometers into Toronto, and that's where they work. They drive back. They sleep in Milton, they drive back to Toronto. It's that cycle. People want to live where they work, though, when it comes to Milton. How is your party planning on contributing to the increase of local jobs?
There's a couple of ways. So I spend my mornings at the GO train talking to commuters. Okay, so I talk about both directions all day GO train service and an easier commute for a lot of people. Both directions all day GO train service solves a couple of problems. There's a lot of congestion on the 401, as we all know. If more people take the train, then hopefully there'll be less congestion on the highway. We're investing in infrastructure across the country, not just here in Milton, but infrastructure includes roads and highways. Now, we've also got to attract local jobs, making sure that small and medium-sized businesses thrive. As I've been featuring on my social media personally for about a year, we've got a really robust small and medium-sized business scene here in Milton because Miltonians shop local. It's one of the reasons why we have a great farmers market. It's also one of the reasons why we've got awesome stores run by local people. And I think that's one of the best things about Milton is, your barber, your grocer, we walk down the street and see neighbors all the time. We really do still have that small town feel. It's something that I think a lot of people really enjoy. That said, some people, they're going to work for big companies. We've got to find a solution for them. So one of the things I've been talking about with a lot of those commuters who work for, say, TD, Deloitte, Scotiabank, Amazon, whatever, is having a local hub here in Milton for satellite commuters, so that two or three times a week, particularly in the summer, we can cut down on commuting by working locally. So I'm going to find solutions so that we can have a work from home space here in Milton, sort of leased by some of the big employers downtown and in Mississauga and in Brampton, so that a couple times a week, local Miltonians can work here.
Now, you touched on the two-way all-day go, and I feel like that's a big thing heading into this election because it's one of those things that you would imagine with Milton having its own go line that you'd expect it to have that two-way all-day go, but it doesn't. And the local public transit, it's not the best, and I feel like we hear that a lot from Miltonians is that they want to get improvements, and that's more on the municipal level. But what improvements do you think can be made with public transit in town, and how will your party help achieve those?
You're right. Local public transit is a municipal and regional issue, but we've seen some cuts recently that have had a negative impact on some Metrolinx and some GO services, and I've been very vocal about my opposition for those. In particular, Doug Ford's provincial government has cut funding to a couple of routes affecting services from Milton down to Sheridan College. So now it's really tough for Milton students who go to college at Sheridan to get there in the morning via public transit. Our federal government's making a lot of investments in public transit, and we've got to find a solution to get the province willing to work with us, okay? Because that money often flows through the province. That infrastructure funding is important to quickly growing places like Milton, and our government's been really good about funding those, and I'm going to continue to push for enhanced funding for our community, because you're right, our local public transit is definitely inadequate, and we need to work on that. And, you know, I'm not going to be the type of politician that goes to a door and says, sorry, local public transportation or snow removal is not my jurisdiction. I'm not that type of politician, and I don't want to be. I'm going to be the type of person that finds solutions for my neighbors. If somebody says, hey, I want better schools, I'm not going to say, sorry, that's provincial. If somebody says, I want better garbage pickup or better snow removal, I'm not going to say, hey, that's a regional or a municipal concern. I'm going to find the person that I need to talk to, whether it's our MPP, our town or regional councillor, or our mayor, and I'm going to advocate for these changes. And they certainly include public transit, snow removal, and garbage pickup.